This is Gross Anatomy, where pop culture meets health culture. Let's get to it.
So I was going to ask if you have any restaurant recommendations in Sherman Oaks.
Just in general. That's how we're starting. We're starting Gross Anatomy today with a restaurant rec. We are at the new restaurant rec Gross Anatomy, everybody.
Welcome to Gross Anatomy. I'm just being real with what
Thanks for listening to Gross Anatomy.
Okay,
as a reminder, Gross Anatomy is not intended
to
be a substitute for professional medical
advice,
diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
And they're spending the night there, and we're looking for restaurants over there.
Why? Are they coming from like Europe or something?
From New York, so basically.
And they're spending the night in Studio City.
Yeah, like a really nice, we're booking like a nice place where the shoot is. It's really beautiful, the house.
Oh, like an Airbnb. They're going to stay in an Airbnb. Yeah. Oh, nice. Cool.
So then I was thinking, where do I get, I don't know that area at all.
How did you find the shoot?
On Pier Space.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Pier Space. Liat talks about that.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. She wants to put our house on Pier. Is it Pier Space or Pier Space?
Pier Space. You should.
Like your peers.
Yeah, like your peers.
Yeah, I think she even tried to put our house on Pier Space, but I don't think we've gotten anything. I don't think we've had any bites.
She's trying to make you a buck.
There you go. But we're not in Sherman Oaks. You know, Sherman Oaks, as close as it is to us, it's far from us. What night is it? Friday night?
No, it's like a Monday or Tuesday. So
It's Aviv. You know Aviv, of course.
Yeah, I know Aviv. Shout out Aviv,
who just got married. Shout out Aviv.
Wow.
Who just got married. Did
shout
you know
out
that?
Aviv. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. She met the guy all of 3 minutes and they're married now. So the wedding was at this really good, it's called, I think, Tel Aviv Tapas.
Okay.
And the food was, it's Middle Eastern, really good food. And it's in Encino, but it
sounds...
Wow,
yeah, Tel Aviv Tapas has great reviews.
Yeah, the food was amazing, and I didn't even eat everything. They whipped out this thing that looked like steak, but I think it was like mushrooms, and it just looked phenomenal. But the hummus was great, and it just...
They have a membership.
Really? And they have
membership
music.
Perks, VIP night. Wow, it's very chic.
It's really good food. It's Israeli, and it's fun.
Wow. And, okay. Good to know.
And it's a fun environment. The food was really good and they had good drinks too, actually.
Okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's how we're starting Gross Anatomy this week.
And there's a good gelato place across the street that I'm blanking on the name, but it's really good gelato.
Okay. We trust you though.
Like really. And I try to be plant-based, but I had to cave.
You had to have some.
The really good gelato. The coffee gelato was
amazing.
This
is all kind of on trend because we're going to talk about sugar today.
And there you go.
But I was going to ask, when we're in Italy, are you going to eat whatever you want?
Well, I'm not going to. I mean, I'm going to do the way I did it at the gelato place. I can't remember. Anita's.
So you're going to eat it.
I think it's called Anita. So I don't eat animal anymore. So
the meat itself.
Right. I will not eat meat. Occasionally I'll have fish, like if it's like spectacular or if it's Passover and I'm just starving. Mm-hmm. So I just actually, this past week, I wound up actually eating a decent amount of fish, way more than I probably ate in 1 week more fish than I've eaten in a year. Yeah. I'm a pizza guy. So that's one of my weaknesses. So,
yeah.
So I will be eating plenty of pizza if it's good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be eating pizza in Italy. I also think everything's just better quality.
Everything's better. And I'll probably have some eggs too. I'll have dairy and I'll have eggs. Those are the things I have. And fish, much less likely. I thought you were going to ask me if I'm going to be shrooming while we're in
you
Italy.
Will be.
We've talked about that.
I don't need to ask.
Did I tell you that already? That I think we've talked about it on an episode or two. And one of my friends, who's a doctor, is like, hey, I want to talk to you about shrooming.
Oh, God.
He's like, did you do it yet? I'm like, no, not yet. So clearly we've talked about it. And the tentative plan is maybe if there is shrooming going on at that wedding, I might partake. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm ready for you to partake.
Okay. But I may need a doctor there if something happens to me.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I've never shroomed. I've never shroomed before.
No, you're going to have such a little amount. You'd have to have so much to get sick.
Okay.
And you're not like a teenager who doesn't know what he's... You're not going to like just throw the, you know?
Right. But I am a lightweight when it comes to that stuff. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
So don't worry. No one's going to be going crazy. Well,
okay.
Hopefully no one. I don't know the other people. I don't know everyone going to this wedding. I do love like a little wedding drama. Like nothing major, but like...
Really?
When someone is a little crazy or like someone hooks up, like I hope someone hooks up at the wedding and then we all get to like the singles.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be some sort of drama there. The people going, I'm sure there'll be some drama.
Yeah.
I must confess, one of the things I'm most excited, other than my daughter getting married, the other thing I'm most excited for is I think four of my buddies that I grew up with will be attending with their spouses. And I don't see them very, they live, you know, on the East Coast or wherever. So I'm quite, and I didn't see them. I haven't seen them in a year, I don't think. So I'm quite excited to be with them.
Everyone's getting together. Weddings get everyone together.
Yes.
It's very special.
Yes. It'll be interesting to see if they shroom too, but I don't know.
Are these the people that you were supposed to shroom with in college and bailed on you?
No, those are the, did I tell my shroom college story? It's not that we bailed. We just never got it together.
Oh, got it.
So we never, and we just never did it. No, different, it's not those. These are the guys I've known, you know, since I was like 12, some of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Some long time.
One of them, I think one of them I've known since kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I talked to anyone that I've known since kindergarten.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Old.
Yeah. That's a long time.
So last time I saw you was Passover. And speaking of, we did eat everything there. So you ate things you don't usually eat. You ate fish.
Not at the Seder, though, but during the week of Passover.
Because you weren't eating bread and you were hungry.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was like avoiding.
Just for anyone who's not Jewish.
Right. I had no bread and no like oats and no. So there's like no
avocado toast.
No, you're not. No rice, no bread, no pasta.
Really?
You could have potatoes. So I ate a lot of French fries, too. And I had a lot of French fries.
How'd you feel?
I think I put a few pounds on. So
eating French fries? Yeah.
I definitely put some pounds on with all the potatoes. I had a lot of potatoes and a lot of fries.
I love potatoes. But yeah, I feel like the oil, anything fried is a treat to me.
Yeah.
Like it can't be the regular meal, even though I could eat fries at every meal, but I would start to feel sick.
You know what else we had? Cheese fries. That's even worse. Cheese fries.
I thought you weren't eating cheese.
During the week of Passover, I was very bad.
Yeah.
There's nothing like good cheese fries, right?
No, I mean, I agree. I just feel like you had a week.
I had a week. It was so decadent, the cheese fries. It reminds me of college too. I was going to the bathroom a decent amount, I gotta say.
Your body was like, we're not used to all this.
No way. I was having a few a days. Yeah, it was an interesting, I was spending way more time in the bathroom. Yes, thank you. Me too.
I'm glad you're back on your regular.
Me too.
Well,
me too.
I've been, this is the least smooth transition, but I, because we're talking about sugar, but I've been really mindful of sugar lately because that's my like. I just think it's easy to be like, oh, I'm not eating meat or whatever. And then you kind of, same as Passover, you kind of like uptick everything else.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, if I'm not doing this, I can do whatever with all the other things. Like I sometimes notice people who don't drink, like I often don't drink, but they'll be like really indulgent with dessert or really like,
you know
what I mean?
Right.
Not to say you should cut everything. You got to live your life. But I've been pretty aware of sugar and that it's also an addictive substance.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I've been trying to eat it less. And then that led me to research a little bit for the pod.
And what you mean by sugar is
the processed
forms
sugar.
Of sugar or like,
we're going to get into that.
No, I mean what you've been avoiding. Have you been avoiding like everything like desserts and
like refined sugar. So not like bananas and strawberries or maple syrup, like cane sugar.
But what about cake? Would you have cake?
That's a lot of sugar. I would have it on occasion. Like I would maybe on like a nice dinner, like after Shabbat, if there's something, but most of the times I don't eat it lately.
Right. Right. Do you drink coffee or tea?
Unsweetened.
Oh, you don't put anything
honey.
In there?
Honey. Honey. In the morning.
Honey's a lot of, honey's sugar too, basically, you know.
I know, but there's Okay, so this is what I want to get into.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Sugar specialist. So there's naturally occurring sugar in a lot of foods.
Right.
And then people get really caught up in that.
Yeah.
Because they're like, if you're going to cut sugar, your body's processing all this sugar. And then there's refined sugar, which is processed, so it can be more easily packaged, added to foods. But a lot of people find that refined sugar or processed sugar leads to health issues, whereas natural sugar does not.
Yeah.
And that's not like, these aren't real facts. I'm not a doctor or a scientist.
Yeah.
No, that's why I'm worried about it.
Yeah. Right. There's definitely truth to that. I mean, but what about like juices and things like that? Juices aren't really good for you either, you know?
Not if there's added sugar. Like I would do a fresh juice that is just naturally sweet, like orange juice, pineapple juice, whatever.
But even that is it's just drinking sugar.
Sugar. But if it's like a fresh pressed juice with no added sugar, like why are people adding sugar to a fruit juice that's already sweet?
Right.
I don't understand that.
I agree with that. Yeah. Although, you know what? Sometimes my mother-in-law, she'll serve us strawberries and she'll put sugar in. And I remember her strawberries are so good. And it's because she'll mix them up, cut them up and mix them with sugar. And that, wow.
Yeah. Is she foreign? That she is, right?
She's from Germany.
Yeah. In Finland and Sweden, they'll do like milk and sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And strawberries in like a bowl and you eat it. So good.
So good.
But the difference, I think.
You know what's interesting, though? I'm cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
Sometimes if you put salt in a fruit, it still makes it taste sweet.
Because salt pulls out flavors of things.
Yeah. And it's still kind of, I remember years ago with grapefruit, if you put salt on grapefruit, it kind of still sweetens it, interestingly.
Okay, but listen.
Okay, let's get back
fruits
to the
fruits that have sugars in them naturally without added sugar. The argument is that because the food's naturally occurring sugar in them, they have components to slow down the digestion. So your blood sugar doesn't spike as much as a refined, quote unquote, unnatural.
For sure.
Sugar. So I think that's where the stress comes, is like the blood sugar spike is what leads to the health issues.
Right. But the other thing is that fruit have a lot of, in addition to the fact that they all have sugar in them, they have a lot of healthy stuff too, vitamins, fiber. So it's worthwhile to have, but you do have to be aware, like if you're a diabetic or someone who's watching your sugars, having fruit isn't, you know, it's going to bump up your sugar and you need to be aware of that too. You know, it's not always something that a diabetic could turn to, unfortunately.
That honestly always confused me. Like I understand, I think, what being diabetic is, but then I remember I had this teacher who was diabetic and I was his teacher's assistant and he'd have me like go get him a Snickers when his blood sugar was low. And I'm like, is that really the best thing to reach for? Like, or should he be having like a glass of juice? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Well, he needs an instant blood sugar spike.
Right.
That's why that was good for him.
Right, right. But juice is fine too, but it's definitely, you know, if he's going to have sugar, he's thinking, I may as well have a yummy candy bar.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, and then he gave me money to get myself one too. So then
nice. Yeah.
We love that.
Better than him sending you to get him a juice.
Right.
Hey, go get me a grapefruit juice.
Yeah, I guess that's boring. And get yourself one too. And I'm in eighth grade. I'm like, I don't want one.
Exactly. Yeah. You were a TA in eighth grade?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought TAs are like a college thing.
No.
You could be a TA as an eighth grader?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a PE teacher. It wasn't like.
Oh, okay. Did he get like college credit for it?
No, I got credit, regular credit, not college credit.
Okay.
I did get class credits. I was timing all the runners and helping him, you know.
Ah, interesting.
He needed help.
Ah, okay.
I guess it wasn't a one-man job teaching PE.
Nice. Nice.
So I helped him.
Is there like a interesting story behind that or that's it? Because it sounds like it's like a after school special or something.
No, my sister also was his TA, I think. And he taught her basketball. Like she was really good at basketball. So I think I just was like friendly with him because he knew I was the youngest of four.
Mm.
So by the time I got to school, it's like a lot of my teachers had at least one of my older siblings.
Mm.
So I just was like friendly with him. And then I didn't want to take a real class because I was lazy.
Right.
And so I was a TA. It wasn't like an academic thing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it sounds a little creepy, but okay.
No, I think you're just being a guy.
Okay.
I was in eighth grade.
Yeah. Kids, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like a dad.
I know, but I never heard of TAs as like.
I mean, I could see like a college TA being weird. I know what you mean. Like, I definitely had a college professor that, like, looking back now, I thought he was being friendly, and I was like, oh, he was being creepy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But I didn't in the moment. I was like, oh, he's really interested in my writing.
Right.
Yeah. And then this other girl in my class was like, oh, yeah, we hooked up. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. And we were like freshmen, you know, like I was 18. And he was like in his 30s or 40s.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So she went for it. I just kept kind of.
She got an A and you got a C.
Yeah. No, I got an A. I got an A. Okay. But I earned it.
Yeah.
The old fashioned way.
Nice.
What did freak me out in my sugar research that I did want to ask you about is that there was a lot of ties with refined sugar to obesity and several specific types of cancer. And I don't know if that's because of the blood sugar spikes. Like, I don't know, or like inflammation from the blood sugar spikes. Like, I don't know how that makes sense, but it was breast cancer. I mean, there's so much breast cancer, prostate, uterine. I don't know what colorectal, thyroid,
You know, colon or rectal.
Oh, because maybe you're messing with your, I don't know, thyroid, gallbladder, ovarian, multiple myeloma, kidney, and liver.
It's basically all cancers.
All cancers.
Yeah.
That are tied to refined sugar, which kind of freaked me out, and who knew?
And tied and or directly, you know, I don't know if it's directly linked, but there's, you know, cancer has to feed, right?
Yeah.
And so, and it feeds more on sugar, you know.
Oh, so like the cells, you mean?
In general, cancer cells need sugar to grow, you know, to function.
Now I'm looking back at my notes. Consuming large amounts of sugars that produce a high glycemic index rapidly increase blood sugar levels and may be associated, it doesn't really say, may be associated with increased risk of cancer, including esophageal and pancreatic, but no conclusive research is found that sugar causes the cells to grow or feeds tumors.
Right. There's nothing,
there's nothing conclusive.
No. But when you think about it, you know, you think cancer, you know, any cell needs sugar. So, you know, there's thinking like if you're kind of underweight or sugar deprived, maybe you're less likely, you know, the your sugar load is going to only go to your good cells and not won't go to all the cancer cells and things like that is maybe the thinking.
You can't control. Right. But then there's those natural sugars in really healthy foods like grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, beans. So that's when people are malnourished that they don't have those sugars. So it's confusing.
It definitely is a little confusing. I love the people who, the juicing people, you know, the people who come in overweight. I don't mean juicers, but I mean people who come in overweight or like worried about their weight. And they're like, you know, I eat so healthy. I have like three glasses of orange juice a day. And
oh, like a juice cleanse.
No. I'm saying like people who just consume juice with their meal, you know, with their breakfast or whatever. That's like just calorie. That's just like drinking sugar, basically. Even though it's not unhealthy, it's like, you're better off drinking water is my point. You know, eat your meal and drink water, not eat your meal and have juice. Because it's basically sugar
or
water.
Eat your fruit. Like you can.
Right. Or eat your fruit.
Eat
right.
your fruit. You don't need to drink your fruit.
Because that's basically saying, I'm just going to take the sugar because you're losing a lot of the goods, the fiber. You're still getting the vitamins, but, you know, you're better off. You're going to have less of it if you have a fruit and it's better for your digestion and better for everything.
So that kind of like quote unquote bad sugar is sucrose, which is table sugar, glycerin and fructose found in plants. It's still the same sugar, but then all the other sugars, there's so many types of sugar that are found in honey, fruit, fructose, glucose, lactose, maltose. But it's just that when you're having it by itself, like maybe if you're drinking your juice instead of eating it, it's that like rapid spike that can kind of mess with your health.
Right. Because it gives its direct access of this stuff right into your system rather than your body having to work to break down the thing you're eating to expend, you know, to use calories to digest your food. If you're having pure sugar, you're not working it off at all. You're not working to, you're just, that sugar is going right into you and there's no work of your body to take it.
And then your body, it says refined sugar releases dopamine, which is addictive. So that's why that's more addictive is that like the Snickers bar and the, that's the really addictive chocolate type of. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, well, those are all my fears and thoughts. I've definitely done a juice cleanse. Whoops.
I've never done a juice cleanse. No, but I think it's okay if you're not eating, doing a juice
cleanse.
Yeah,
I wasn't eating. Yeah. I just did like fine. When I felt really off. If I feel really off, like brain fog, I'll do, and I'm not advising this to people. I do this because I know it makes me feel better. I'll spend even just one day, and I get shakes. I'm not like just juice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go to Erewhon and get smoothies and juices, like celery juice. Try not to keep it too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then some that are sweet.
Is Erewhon a sponsor? Is Erewhon sponsoring Gross Anatomy?
That's the actual dream. So hopefully next time. But I'll just go get a bunch and then I'll spend one day just like not eating because I'm not hungry when I feel that off, brain foggy until I'm hungry. And then when I'm hungry, I'll eat.
Yeah. My problem is we talked about it in our last episode. I'm always kind of the fat kid, you know, and I don't really have, I'll feel like grossly full, but I don't feel full, and I stress eat. So it's a weird, eating and all that stuff is weird for me.
Wait, rewind. What's the difference between grossly full and full? So you're saying
like, I'll feel disgustingly full, like I'll gorge myself and then I'm full to the point where I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Sick.
But I often don't really feel just a little full. And on Ozempic, I did, you know, I so that's an interesting thing.
And that's
thing,
why you Ozempic. Wanted to go back because you felt
that's why
full.
I want to go back. And I think I may go back on it. I'm thinking about it because I don't otherwise necessarily feel that fullness, you know.
Do you think it's a weird thing? I mean, I wonder if that could be learned, though. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that could be learned, like, with a proper, like,
either
coach.
That. Yeah. Either that or. I think if I go back on Ozempic, I think there might be a way to slowly taper it off.
It was too fast.
Right. It was so I could remember that feeling and keep that feeling. I don't know. Because I kind of went from taking it to not taking it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like you want to ease back into your, and like maybe that'll like train you to sort of.
And maybe you'll keep feeling that feeling. Because otherwise you go from having that feeling to not having that feeling anymore.
How did you feel since that episode? The one that we did with Wonder Belly where you were talking about binge eating.
I feel the same way I always felt.
Like you don't feel any clarity? You seem to be having like an epiphany.
No. I just, you know, it's funny. One of my partners, Dr. Leo Gordon, shout out to Dr. Gordon, who I love.
Shout out.
He always says I share too much. He's like, I listened to your podcast, Jason. You just share way too much. That's not my thing. That's not my thing. I'm like, yeah, I share. So no, it was So it was more, I was just sharing. It wasn't like a new epiphany. I've always, you know, felt like I've had an eating disorder and I've always been kind of the fat kid.
I think you feeling like the fat kid is super mental though. That's like very, obviously you're not perceived as the fat kid.
Right. No.
I don't know if you were once, but not today. Yeah.
It's funny. I was speaking of my boys who I'm going to be getting, who one of whom is coming to Liat's wedding. We last hung out a year ago and we were hanging out and he kept turning to me and he kept going, wait a minute, you're skinny Jace. Where's fat Jace? You're not fat Jace. Because he knows me since I was 12 years old, this guy.
And you,
And I, you know, I'm in almost as good a shape as I was in when I was in, you know, in high school. Because in high school, I was in good shape because we were on our floor hockey team, which was very serious floor hockey team. But after that, I was never in as good a shape, but I'm close to being in that kind of shape. So it's funny. He's like, wait a minute. And the whole weekend we were together, he kept going, wait a minute, you're skinny Jace. You're not fat Jace. Where's fat Jace?
But I will say, like, it's also a different time where I feel like now kids, I mean, at least in California, I would think, don't bully each other for having different body shapes and sizes. There's such a negative connotation with, like, even the word fat. Like, why does it matter that you're bigger than someone else? Like, that's just really, like, ascribed.
Times were very different back then.
Yeah, I don't think it matters in the same way now that... Or it shouldn't. It doesn't. It's not. But as long as you're healthy.
Yeah. But there's still. There's still bullying.
But if you
though,
you
for
should
sure.
feel good. Oh, there's absolutely bullying. Yeah, but you should just feel good, and it be less about.
Yes.
You know, the rest of it. But also, I think you could. I feel like you can train yourself to stop eating when you're full.
Yeah.
I definitely used to overeat. Like I would eat till I felt really sick.
Yeah.
And now I'm able to, I mean, there's definitely times where I eat the last bite when I don't eat it, but like, you don't have to clean your plate. And maybe your parents, did you and your parents make you clean your plate? That's why.
But for me, it's also a stress. I eat when I'm stressed. Like, so it's like, I need therapy, I think. Like it's a whole lot of stuff.
Instead of going to therapy, you just consume.
Yeah. But the other thing, getting back to sugar though, the other thing about sugar is it's not great for your teeth.
Oh yeah. That's, it is bad for your teeth.
Yeah, that's the other thing to think about too, is having a lot of sugar, especially having sugar and not brushing your teeth, especially at night, is definitely bad.
Yeah, I remember on my 21st birthday, I got, do you know what a Smirnoff Ice is?
Well, I know what Smirnoff Vodka is.
So it's like a little, kind of like a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Ah.
So you can ice someone, which is like hiding the ice, the Smirnoff Ice, and if they find it, they have to drink it. So we all included, my friends iced me. I would say 12 times. It was 2 6 packs and one big one. And my teeth hurt so badly.
Wait a minute. I 12 times. Does that mean you drank 12 drinks?
Over the day. I stopped drinking them at one point because of my teeth.
How were you even alive?
I don't know. I was 21.
Oh my God.
And it
God.
Was over the span of like when I woke up to when I
Anybody
went
to listening to this, do not have 12 drinks. Maybe two.
No, 12 now I can drinks? Only now I can only have like one cocktail and I'm like, I can't even drive or do anything. But I was in I was 21. College. I don't know. Yeah. And they were
if my kids are listening to this, no 12 drinks for you guys.
They were like really low ABV. They're not like cocktails. They're like,
okay.
I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know, but I'm nervous and I'm not your father, but okay.
He's not nervous. He's fine. Okay. But so I got iced 12 times and I didn't drink them all because my teeth hurt because of all the sugar.
Yeah.
The carbonate. They're basically sodas with a little bit of alcohol. And my teeth felt like actual putty. Like I was like, I feel like if I push it, it'll bend.
Yeah.
At this point, by the end of the day.
Yeah. Ice. That's what I tell my, when I do my thyroid surgery, on the incisions after surgery, I want the patients to ice their necks pretty continuously, ice packs to the neck for, you know, to prevent like bleeding and stuff like that for the next 2 to 3 days after surgery. So one of my mantras after surgery, and I say it to the patients and I say it to the nurses in recovery room, is ice, baby.
But don't drink a Smirnoff Ice.
No Smirnoff Ice, but just ice, baby on your incision.
Not sponsored by Smirnoff Ice.
No. Although if they want to sponsor us.
I could run it back. I'm not going to drink 12 at a time.
Yeah, we could have one now and then.
That's excessive. Yeah.
And there you go.
The other, so I was going to talk about a trend this week, is green noise. Have you heard of green noise?
Is that like a tree?
You know how people listen to white noise before?
Yeah.
It's like green noise is like white noise. It's a low frequency and it sounds natural. I'm guessing it's more of nature sounds. I'm going to try listening to it tonight. Oh, it is. Rain, ocean waves, natural low frequency, kind of like a hum, you know.
But isn't that also called white? Why isn't that called white noise?
No, when you think of, if you look up white noise, it's more like shh. I don't know. It's like this is
right.
That's not real. Someone look up there. Spotify. This is also sponsored by Spotify. No, it's not. It's not. But one day, they have a green noise, blue noise, white noise. Like you can find any kind of noise playlist to fall asleep to. But that's the growing one right now, and it's it's improving sleep quality a lot. Sleep is very important.
Sleep is good. And the other night we decided to go to sleep with our door open, and we're not, you know, our bedroom door to the balcony, and you could hear the freeway, the 101. Oh. You could actually hear it. So Bernice, she told Alexa to play Waves. So we went to sleep to Waves.
So you did green noise
this just the other day.
Wow, you're so
that we
on
didn't
trend.
Hear the freeway, basically. So freeway noise, and what is that called? That's called gray noise, I think.
The step above green is brown noise.
Dude.
And that's something stronger. No. Like a river's current or a strong wind.
Yeah.
You know, like So maybe you were more in the brown. It depends how loud the waves were. They were either green or brown noise.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly, Hannah, our middle one, and Izzy weren't, mm-hmm. they were hard to get to sleep at night, and they were easy to wake up. So we actually used to put them to sleep. We had one of those noise things, and we would have, you know, green noise playing in the background always in their rooms when they went to sleep.
Okay, so that's a classic baby thing. Babies have like white noise or something.
But we were using like
the fan.
Water. No, yeah. we were using like waves and things.
Oh, nice.
Rain.
So they were doing green noise before it was cool.
Yeah, they're way ahead of it. Yeah.
I also just found that there's pink noise, which is like lower than white noise.
Right.
It's an even, it's a type of noise that's frequency across all audible frequencies, similar to white noise.
Mm.
So it's more soothing. It does all the things to help you sleep. That's basically.
Do you know what's interesting? There are frequencies that kids could hear that adults can't hear. Did you know that?
I did know that because when I was in middle school, people would play sounds that the teachers couldn't hear.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was like really high pitch.
Right. And kids could totally hear it, and adults can't. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. And then they would throw like a stink bomb.
What did that have to do with the noise?
I don't know. It was all the pranks. The pranksters would play the beep, whatever that beep was in class, and the teacher couldn't hear it. And then in the cafeteria, that same kid would put off like a really smelly stink bomb, and we'd all have to leave.
Where's that kid now?
Probably not doing too hot, but I don't know. We're not friends anymore.
Okay.
But they did give us a chuckle.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried anything new this week?
Other than our green noise?
Is that new? Or is it sounds like you've been doing that your whole life?
Exactly.
Or Izzy's whole life, Hannah's whole
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Have we tried something new this week? I have to think about it. Have you?
Well, two things. This isn't really new. It's sort of like returning to Killing Eve that I was watching so long ago is now on Netflix. And so I'm finishing it.
Mm.
So it's not new, but it's newish. I went to the new Bravotoe Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it? We were just talking about it last night.
It was really good.
And they're not sponsoring us either, but shout out to Bravotoe.
We
love you guys.
Love them.
We love you, Bravotoasters.
And tonight I'm watching the new Anne Hathaway movie, The Idea of You. So that's new.
Oh, I want to see that. Who? What is that again? Tell me.
She falls in love with like a younger.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she may also like worked on it because I saw an interview where she was talking about creating the movie. So she must have been on the back end of that more than just the stars.
I think so. And I read an article about it or about her in Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair doesn't sponsor us either. I like Vanity Fair. It's one of my favorite magazines. It's kind of my go-to magazine thing to read, but I read an article about her and she talked about it too. I'm a fan of hers.
I really like her. I don't have any mixed feelings. I know some people don't love her.
I love her.
I think the movie looks
Princess Diaries.
Love the Princess Diaries.
Love the Princess Diaries.
I think this movie looks interesting. There's not really many movies about an older woman and a younger man. It's always the reverse. So I'm excited to see. And he's like a rock star or something. Like he's hot, she's hot.
Right.
Oh,
except
no.
Harold and Maude. Have you ever seen or heard of Harold and Maude?
No.
It's very dated. I think it's the 70s. It's this young boy, like a teenage boy who develops this, I don't think it was physical, but this love affair with like an old lady.
Mm.
And it's really a sweet, tender movie about this young boy and this old lady. And it's a friendship, but it's love, you know?
I just thought of one that reminded me.
What's that?
Mrs. Robinson. What's it?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, what's that
movie? The Graduate.
The Graduate. So maybe, you know, there aren't a lot, but there are.
Right, right.
But the fact that we can, and both of us remember, like, there's one other that we can think of.
For sure.
So this is kind of not that many rom-coms like this.
Oh, you know what we started watching? You just reminded me. It's not a new movie. We're halfway through. And I think it's because people were discussing it the other night at dinner, Shelter Island. We're only halfway through. Were you there when it was being discussed, Shelter Island?
No, isn't that like scary though?
It's like thriller, like, you know, like edge of your seat thriller, at least so far. We're only halfway through. It's with Leonardo DiCaprio and
Mark Ruffalo. I've definitely heard of it. I remember it looked really creepy to me.
It's really creepy, but I don't know where it's going yet. So we're watching that. We're halfway through Shelter Island. Maybe we'll finish it tonight. Who knows? Shutter Island.
Okay, yeah. I was like, what feels wrong with this? Shutter Island. I wasn't going to remember it. Annie's listening and painfully pulling out her hair.
Right.
Waiting for us to get to the real name of this movie because she always knows.
And the interesting thing about the movie, just, you know.
Shout out Annie.
Annie, we missed you on Passover. But it's about these two marshals, I think, or detectives who are investigating stuff at like some prison psychiatric hospital kind of thing on this island. But both of them, it's like post-World War II. And there's a lot of flashbacks to the concentration camps and the atrocities that occurred. And Leonardo DiCaprio's character, you know, is dealing with these nightmares and flashbacks of all the atrocities that he witnessed when he helped liberate the concentration camps.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that whole side plot, so maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, and then just, you know, bringing it currently, Izzy, my youngest daughter, just arrived in Poland a few hours ago, and she's going on March of the Living, which, and visits the concentration camps and learns the history about the Holocaust and all of that. And it's Jewish Heritage Month this month. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's all interesting stuff.
That is interesting. Well, maybe I will watch it. It looked a little creepy, but now it's giving me a soft spot.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Complete vibe switch. But the last thing that I did realize.
But let me just say one last thing before we vibe switch.
No, you go.
Just to let you know, Allie, just to give you.
Okay.
The truth is if not for the fact that Bernice is really into it and wants to watch it, I probably wouldn't watch it. It wouldn't be on my list of things to watch. But I don't know. Do we have the same taste in movies, you and I? So. I mean, I love Mark Ruffalo and Leonardo DiCaprio. So, I mean, it's fun seeing them.
Yeah, I love them both, too. I mean, I actually usually do love a psychological thriller. Like, but lately, I just feel like the world's pretty creepy. So I've been kind of not in the mood.
Exactly.
But I would like that movie.
So, okay.
You know, I think I would. But to be fair, I've known about it for so long. I didn't watch it because it always just felt like too wild of a ride. I'm like, I feel like my stress is high enough and I don't need my cortisol shooting up any higher.
Exactly. And that's why I wouldn't necessarily watch it. I like to fantasy, get away and escape kind of thing. And this is kind of...
I do love fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that. I am trying that I realized because Rachel came home and I had so many carrots in the house. Do you have a theory of why I have all these carrots?
Do I have a theory or we're going to ask Rachel if she has a theory?
She has no clue. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm sensing a health trend because I had like carrots, carrot juice. Now I'm scared that I was drinking juice, but I had all these carrots.
Eyes, there's something going on with your eyes?
Well, I actually did think maybe it would help. I have been seeing a squiggly in my eye lately.
Oh, a floater.
But that's not, whatever that is. Sometimes I only see it when I work out. That's why I'm not worried about it.
Interesting.
Mm. No, that's not it. But I was hoping that's a positive side effect.
Mm. Getting a squiggly?
No, the carrots would help my eyes as a positive.
Oh, so there's some other reason why you're having carrots?
There's some other reason.
You want to make matzo ball soup and you want to use carrots?
No, a health reason.
You're planning on getting a rabbit?
A health reason.
It's healthy to have pets.
I guess mental health.
Yeah. And it's not your eyes?
No, it's not my eyes.
I give up.
It's for my skin.
Oh,
because it has beta carotene, which is apparently like really good for your skin.
Oh,
yeah. We should ask Master Injector.
We should ask the Master Injector. Shout out to Bernice, who doesn't sponsor this podcast.
She kind of does.
Yes. I think if you eat too many carrots, your skin could actually turn a little orange, just so you know.
I would rather it turn orange.
A true thing.
I know. I've heard that. I'm kind of interested.
Yes.
I would be more interested in it turning orange than I'm breaking out. So I thought vitamin A, and it helps with inflammation.
Well, getting full circle, just so you know, I think having too much sugar also causes breakouts too.
I know.
Affects your skin. So
I know, but I don't really eat sugar sugar. That's why I'm like, there's no reason for this.
Or not even sugar in general, but just being too many calories, you know, like if your caloric intake is high, that's more sugar in your system just from calories. So it's something to think about.
I eat really clean. I think it's really hormonal for me.
I think it is too.
Yeah, it's really because it's always right before my period. But
yeah, me too.
You too.
Yeah.
You don't break out ever. Your skin always looks great.
I do. I get like
you get back acne?
Folliculitis. Yeah, I'll get some back acne, your arm key and thigh key.
So maybe thigh we should key. All be having carrots and reporting back.
That's either that or having lower sugar. Like Passover was not good for that stuff.
I was just gonna try the drugs at this point and try spironolactone or something that helps with my hormones.
Oh yeah. Because what about celery?
I've tried everything. Like you throw it out there. I've did celery juice every morning, spearmint tea twice a day, acupuncture, herbs, magnesium, vitamin D, fish oil, no fish oil, vegan fish oil, everything.
What about being purely plant-based?
I have been vegan before.
And that didn't help your skin?
No.
Hmm.
I've tried everything. Gluten-free, eating gluten, everything.
Nothing helps.
Dairy, no dairy.
Mm. Mm.
2 years of certain supplements. Yeah. Months of, like, nothing. So it's I kind of want the drugs now.
Drugs.
Give me the...
I hear you.
The good stuff.
I know. It's a weird thing, you know, saying that and thinking that, you know, it's nice. We always want to be able to, or most people always want to be able to heal themselves and cure themselves without drugs. Like, like you just said to me, I think you could fix your eating with mental behavior and stuff like that. But then, if you can't, or if there are these drugs that hopefully don't have any major crazy side effects, then I don't know, you know,
every drug has a side effect. That's why I've been prescribed spironolactone in the past, but I didn't take it because I don't want to deal with side effects. But when you've tried enough things and if it's making you unhappy, that's you know, it's such a personal journey. Like if you've tried other things and Ozempic really made you feel very happy and you feel unhappy and you've tried, like I've tried for like 4 or 5 years other natural ways.
I know. Yeah. No, it's a tough thing to think about. And same thing with like getting weight loss surgery, you know, people who are obese and then there are those people who come in who are either have a horrible skin or horrible, mental issues or horrible or severely overweight. And they're like, and they're like 50 or 60, you know, and they come in and they're like, nah, I'm going to be able to fix it. I'm going to be. And the bottom line is when you're that age, if it's been your lifelong problem, you're probably not going to be able to fix it. You know,
there's a time to ask for help and like, that's why I'm like, I always will try the natural thing. I always think try that first.
For sure.
And then you'll feel like you exhausted everything. And then that's when you ask for help.
But I actually think complementary. I think doing both. I think do natural with the thing, and maybe it'll allow you to take less of the thing, you know, the medicine, the bad. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel.
Give me the carrots and the drugs, and then hopefully just the carrots later.
Right. And phase out the drugs and just carrot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, so how many carrots are you going to eat a day?
Well, I ate a carrot salad. I'm thinking I would make a carrot salad every day. You shave it and they're like noodles.
Oh, that's nice. What about, I like making a carrot ginger soup or carrot ginger dressing, but carrot soup is a nice soup, carrot ginger.
Yeah, I should make carrot soup. I'm going to get bored of carrot salad soon.
Yes.
So I'll make carrot soup. Carrot dressing is a good idea. We're going to do carrot juice. Don't worry.
I have to talk about one other thing since you're talking about carrots.
Okay.
One of my favorite snacks, especially on Passover, because you can't eat bread or anything. Back in the day when I ate cheese, it was cheese plus, but I don't really eat cheese. So it's really just potato chips and carrots. I love the taste of salty potato chips and carrots.
Try it.
Or these days I was having the cassava chips from Trader Joe's with carrots. It's a wonderful
Are the chip. Carrots raw?
Yeah. Yeah.
Carrots, to be honest, don't taste like anything to me.
That's why you eat it with potato chips, salty potato chips. Regular salty potato chips. I love that snack. And I just ate a ton of it over Passover.
I mean, if you're going to eat the chips anyway, at least throw a carrot in there. So, I say try it if you guys are chip eaters.
Yeah.
I'm not. So I'll probably just eat I'll just eat the carrots.
Yeah, me neither. But carrots and potato chips are like one of my
killer
snacks,
combo,
especially on Passover. So it was just this past week. So I was trending carrots with you.
Okay.
Without realizing.
Wow. You're so trendy. You're on trend with everything we're doing today.
Yeah, but it didn't help my back knee.
Oh, no.
No, but that's because of the potato chips, I think.
Okay,
or the cassava chips.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're going to try a little teaser for upcoming episodes, or you're going to try some, next time I see you might be in a yoga sound bath class.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I'll leave it at that.
Did we book it yet? We have to book that yet.
Let's offline that. People don't need to hear our calendars.
No, but we're going to sound bath.
We're going to sound bath and report back.
I'm very excited to sound bath. And they're not sponsoring us either.
Nope. And that's how we'll end Gross Anatomy.
And there you go, everybody. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gross Anatomy. As a reminder, Gross Anatomy is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.